Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in.
Then that's the late, great Otis Redding bringing us back. One of his classics. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being here for 18 great years as we celebrate our anniversary with our good friend Joanna Brandy, who's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Probably the third longest term. I'm pretty sure, Joanna, you're the third longest term Brain Trust member still who's still with us.
Well, that feels better than you telling me I'm the oldest.
I would never say that. I was raised right, Joanna. I would never say that. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen, say it again,
returnonhappiness.com.
So check it out. And the books are Winning Customer Retention, also Building Customer Loyalty, also 54 ways, 54, count them, 54 ways to stay positive. We're talking about being a positive energizer. What do positive energizers do?
Well, we talked about one of them. They look for strengths. They look for strengths, and they manage people from their strengths. They discuss strengths. They understand how to leverage those strengths. They appreciate those strengths. One thing that they do is they learn how to give really good constructive feedback, not constructive criticism, and there is so much of a difference between those two. So feedback
productive feedback.
Productive feedback. Productive and constructive feedback.
If it's critical or not, or complimentary, it's always productive, constructive.
Not if it's critical. Not if it's critical.
Why not? Why wouldn't critical?
I don't like that word because I think criticism is something we've all endured and we sort of cringe.
So what word do we use?
Constructive.
Okay.
Constructive. You know, right. you can even call it directive. You know, here we're on this track. Your behavior has taken you off the track. Mm-hmm. We'd like to get you back on the track. That kind of realignment, because really, mm-hmm. isn't that what we're doing? And when we're leading a company, we're trying to keep everybody in alignment. We're trying to keep everybody's energy focused on one thing. And of course, you know, the one thing that I want people to be focused on is how can we create more value for the customer. So when you see someone who's not doing that, who's not bringing their value to work, who's not creating value for a customer, there's a context for that conversation when the leaders are always talking about what you want to achieve. We want to create a great experience for the customer. We want customers to leave here feeling really happy. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, we ourselves have to be creating more positive emotion. In fact, in high-performing companies, the ratio is 5 times more positivity than negativity.
Hmm. How do they measure that?
Oh, you know, the scientists are really amazing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Some of it was done by observation. Some of it was done by, there are people down, Barbara Fredrickson, who wrote the book Positivity and Love 2.0, has done a tremendous research at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, on the positivity ratio. She even has a website where you can measure your own positivity ratio to see how positive you are. But we do know that high performance is 5 to 1. Barbara talks about the fact that when we get to 3 to 1, we move from languishing to flourishing. Hmm. But if we really want to get to that thriving in business that we're looking for, what we call positive deviance, you know, the companies that are positively deviant because they're doing things differently in a positive direction.
And positive is a little more, it's a little easier to define, it's easier to define, and it's a little more business-like than happy, isn't it?
Yeah, happy is a tough word in the business
world. It's tough, isn't it?
And really, we could talk about corporate well-being. I mean, there are other ways to phrase it. Marty Seligman, Dr. Martin Seligman, who was my teacher, no longer talks about happiness. He talks about well-being. And because the happy word is everywhere with that little yellow smiley face, and in some cases it's been diluted, you know, the idea of what happiness is. But he talks about the 5 pillars of well-being, and he encourages us to spend time in each one of those.
But I do think, though, that they're two different quantities, two different things. I mean, you can be positive and be happy. I mean, you can be positive and be unhappy, because a positive person can have unhappy influences in their lives, right?
Of course.
So if I'm a positive person, sure, and I work for a company, if I'm a happy person, and I work for, if I'm a positive person, I work for a company that makes me unhappy, then I can't, I may not be able to out-positive those people.
And that is, that's absolutely true. Sometimes we find ourselves in an environment as a positive mm-hmm. person that is not positive. But what we can do is we can frame it in such a way that we can have a better experience.
Right.
When I hit the midpoint in my career, when I was in the corporate world, I wanted to quit my job. And my boss actually talked me out of it because he didn't want to lose me. But mm-hmm. that didn't make me feel any better about the job.
Right.
Because I had wanted to quit the job. So
right.
I had to put a frame on it. And I had mm-hmm. to say, okay, I'm going to come back to the same place tomorrow, but it must look different.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to shift my focus and do everything I could to learn how to be a better manager. And
mm-hmm.
in doing that, I started getting books, I started getting tapes, I started listening. I had moved, so I had a 45-minute commute.
Mm-hmm.
I had cassette tapes in the car all the time. What it ended up doing is put me on the track for the sort of the self-help
mm-hmm.
stuff, the stuff that now weaves so seamlessly into my work.
Right.
But that was a single decision on my part. I'm going to stay at this job, but I'm going to look at this job differently. I'm going to find more opportunities in this
mm-hmm.
job than I ever found before. And you know
and
what? I ended up staying another 6 years.
That's making positive out of an unhappy situation. Hey, Joanna, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.